Ask the AD with Kurt Avsey, Boise State's athletic director, joined by Dave Harbison today in for Mike Prater. And the participation for you is just hashtag Ask the AD on your Twitter account. We'll get your question into Kurt. And you can also give us a commercial tire text at 424-9300. Let me just polish some of these off. Kurt, this comes from Atherton, the locksmith. What has Boise State done to establish rivalries within the Mountain West Conference? I don't know what sport he's talking about. You could assume it's partly football. And I don't know, what can you do to establish rivalries? Sell them more tickets when they want to come here? I mean, what can you do?
I'm not sure you establish them. I think they just happen.
Yeah, that's what I would hope for the most part.
I think rivalries are made when teams go back and forth beating each other or someone wins dramatically. Let me ask you this.
Who gets the most tickets, do you know off the top of your head, from the Mountain West Conference when they visit Albertson Stadium? Who gets the most amount of guest tickets, or is it standard league-wide?
Standard league-wide.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That's not true. At our place, we give a certain amount to every school.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You give a standard amount.
Right.
Is there a case to be made for any one school that, like Utah State maybe, that does send the most, or can we
even
guess? I
would say Utah State's probably up there. You know, Nevada, I think, is a good draw when they come. Obviously, schools where you can drive.
Right, so those two. Those are really the ones.
Washington State will be huge. BYU will be huge. Washington was huge last year, so I think it just kind of depends on what school's coming in. But we offer the same amount to everybody, and we don't at each game, we don't always give all those away. So we wait to see what they're going to take, and then we open up those seats for the public.
All right. Jeff is asking me about paying $100 for cushions per seat, and the cost per seat could be prorated out over a couple of years. I'm sure he's talking about standardizing the seats and giving backs and armrest to some of the seats. If you priced out a conversion number for Albertson Stadium and any section of the stadium where you've said, if we wanted to go with chair backs, you know, here's what it would cost versus these metal bleachers.
We've priced it out. I don't know the exact trade-off, but the one thing you have to remember is when you take a bleacher seat and you add a chair back seat, you take away space. So you're going to have less seats if you go from a bleacher seat to a chair back seat. So you have to take that into consideration.
And that's because, Kurt, the armrest multiplied by 36,000 armrests or whatever adds up and takes the place of butts.
Right.
Right?
Yep. And you know, you don't, in a bleacher seat, you can sit a lot closer to somebody.
Unfortunately.
Whereas, you know, if we want to squeeze them in and sell a couple extra tickets somewhere, whatever it might be, you can fit, you know, 10 people in a row instead of 8 if you got chair back.
Depending on the size of the butt.
Exactly. We actually don't screen that when they come in, so that's something we don't do. But so what you do is you say, okay, if we change the seating and we have left seats now we got to make it up by what we charge for the seat. Now, obviously, if you're selling a chair back seat, you can probably charge more than you are for a bleacher seat. But at the same time, you got to take into the fact that you're losing seats. So you've got to be able to make that up.
Okay. Another issue we wanted to get into today, UC Santa Cruz, not an athletic powerhouse, Kurt, is asking their students, though, should we drop NCAA sports altogether? And they think it'll probably pass. They only put $1 million towards athletics. Mm-hmm. That's a very limited resource state in some respects, the way they fund their unit, the UC system.
Right.
And high academic, but nonetheless, when we look at the whole student revenue number to an athletic department at like a Boise State, student fee wise, what is that contribution number? Is it growing? Is it shrinking? What's the future of it? Students' role in all of this.
You're telling me the banana slugs are thinking about dropping that thing?
I don't even know. Sad. They must have men's soccer. I don't know what they have left. They do have men's soccer.
Yeah, they have golf, too. Golf? I mean, that's great in that area. Mm-hmm. You know? Well, for what it's worth, and this may shock you, but our largest sponsor is our student body. We receive over $3.5 million a year from them. So, in my opinion, they're the most important for us, and it's money that is budgeted in our department. It's guaranteed every year.
Wow.
We take that relationship very, very seriously.
Yes.
That's why they don't pay for seats at a game. I mean, they do in their tuition, but at the same time, they don't actually hand over cash when they come through the door. But they've got 5,000 seats, I think, in football, and I want to say 2,600 in basketball, maybe 2,200 somewhere in there. So they're vital to our program. That's, you know, a little under 10% of our budget. So they're very, very important to what we have going on at Boise State. We could not do what we do without them. So they're a big part of our support
system. Is there a movement in the mega Power Five schools where they say, no, student revenue, no? And like in Ohio State, I think they charge the students for tickets.
Right.
And they just say, no, we don't need your student fee revenue. Don't tell us what to do. We won't tell you.
I think there's a lot of Power Five schools out there that don't have student fee referendums that they have passed to give back to athletics.
Wow.
In fact, you know, the two schools that come to mind, and I don't know if this is still true. It was in the past, but I know that in the past, BYU and Michigan State, two that we've played on the road in football, I don't think have a student fee referendum. In fact, they make their money from the students. They'll sell them what they call like an all-athletic pass. So did either one of you guys go to Michigan State when we played them? They had what? Remember that sea of white? They must have had 17 to 20,000 there. You know, they're charging those kids for a season or a pass for all sports. I think I heard 70 or 80 bucks a piece or something like that. So they're generating revenue that way. But it does give the student the option to either pay it or not pay it because, you know, maybe a student doesn't want to come to a game or doesn't want to support athletics. So I think there's a number of schools that don't do it, but for us at Boise State, I mean, that's key. And every year I actually go in front of that board and, you know, request an increase in that. And sometimes we get it and sometimes we don't. And it just depends on, I think, all the other requests that they're getting from people on campus to do that. So it's really, really important to us.
Yeah, and the current student senate and president kind of entertain all these ideas. And then they don't ever go back to the student body and ask them. They pretty much make the decision amongst themselves, do they not, on student fee increases?
I think that's I wouldn't say it's just a small handful of students. I would say that some people on campus are involved in that, you know, people that oversee all the clubs and work in student services and all that kind of stuff. So I think there's a group of people that evaluate all those requests. At the same time, I think that's important because you want to have some administration involved in that because they've also got to look at the big picture for the campus of what the needs are of the campus. And so it's a mixture of those people. I don't think they go back to the entire student body to get the opinion of that. So those are representatives of the student body, and I think they have the students' best interest in mind. And, you know, most of the time they've helped us, but there's been some years where they haven't been able to. So,
jeez, $3.5 million practically?
Yeah.
And what would be a normal student fee increase that the athletic department looks for is like $1.50.
It's minimal. It's probably any time, any year, it's probably somewhere between $2 and $5. And what we'll do is we'll split it up in three ways. We'll go full-time student, part-time student, and then students in the summer. And we'll maybe ask for, you know, a little in each area, but it usually doesn't equal more than $5.
And are those various concepts things that the State Board of Education has to sign off on, or you do those sort of independently?
I think that's independently. The State Board might be involved. I wished I could answer that question. I'm not really sure about that, but, you know, I think they take a close look at that. Mm-hmm. And not only do when I go and I talk to these people about the request, I mean, I've got to justify it. And so I've got to give reasons for asking for it. Usually what I try to do is if we're going to request something like that, I've got to make sure that I find a benefit for them that, you know, justifies their ability to say yes to that. So we don't just walk in there and, you know, throw some number out of the air. There's some planning involved in that. We make sure it's something that we have a real need for, but we also hope at times where we can kind of set up a request that might provide an extra benefit to the students at Boise State.
All right. We've been asking the AD, so let's see what else is happening on campus. I know we got a big spring scrimmage starting at 5:00 in Albertson Stadium. That much I know.
We got a lot going on, John. That was good timing, JP. That was really good timing. You pushed the button. You pushed the button at the right time. We've got softball on Friday. We've got tennis. We've got a gridiron social with all of our alums, Jeff, that I think you're going to join us on Friday night in the Stickle Sky Center. We've got a couple things going on for Lyle Smith. Obviously, we're going to honor him before the game on Saturday night. I'm excited about that. You know, it's a sad note, but I think we're also going to do something for Herb Greiner, a great Bronco who's not with us anymore. We want to make sure that, you know, we let our fans know how important he was to our department and this community and Boise State athletics in general. So looking forward to that recognition as well. But we've got softball, we've got tennis, we've got the Gridiron Social. I think we've got four alumni groups coming in for all of our sports this weekend.
And the tennis people are getting together.
Tennis
aren't
people
both
are getting together,
women's.
Men's and women's. I know they've got some plans with their alumni. I think they're going to do something also for Coach Patton in his 20th
year. They got a luncheon
here,
on
so,
Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't know about Patton. He's serving free lunch for fans tomorrow.
And then he's having a lunch for himself.
And he's having a lunch for himself. Yeah. This guy's stuck on food. He doesn't wait.
I saw him in the hallway today. He's fired up. It's conference time. And him and Coach Rogar are doing a great job. So I'm looking forward to seeing some good tennis this week. And then, you know, the alumni game on Saturday night at 5:00. And then we've got, I believe, tennis again on Sunday. We might have softball on Sunday as well. So we got a lot of stuff going on. It's during my favorite sporting event. So I've got to listen into Idaho Sports Talk to get the results.
Yeah.
I just saw Jordan Spieth shooting 6 under, and I missed every single shot and every single hole. So I might have to see that on tape delay tonight.
Well, don't worry. Sunday at noon, if you are driving around to that tennis match, we have stroke-by-stroke coverage. Starting
really?
At noon. Oh, yeah.
Golf on the radio.
Yes.
What do you think?
It's tremendous.
Yeah, it works. And I don't think we mentioned it earlier when we were talking about Boise State golf and the PGA Tour players. But Troy Merritt shot a very respectable 2-over par 74 today. He's kind of right in the middle of the pack. Another solid round tomorrow. Yeah. He'll make the weekend.
Well, Friday's moving day, so we'll see what happens tomorrow. But, God, what a great event. And I always look forward to watching that. The other one, the Ryder Cup, is something I really enjoy watching. And so hopefully I can find some time this weekend at least to sneak a few holes in to see it. But excited. All right. Great weekend coming up.